Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Somebody keeping a secret from you? Lying right to your face? Let us do the dirty work for you. The Z Morning Zoo presents Dirty Work Wednesday.
Dirty Work Wednesday's on the air at 473-1045. Hi, who's this?
This is Josh.
Hey, Josh, what can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
Okay, so I've been dating this girl since, like, I don't know, like, before summer started. And I really like her.
Okay, what is the girl's name?
Her name is Grace.
Grace. Josh and Grace. Sounds like a sitcom. Okay, so you really like her, but...
Yeah, so, no, it's kind of weird. Like, we both like each other. We went from friends to dating, and now basically in a relationship. We've done everything physically with each other. but for some reason, she refuses to spend the actual night with me, like overnight.
Okay, so back up for a second. You said you're basically in a relationship, right?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, I haven't officially like asked her to be my girlfriend, but neither one of us are seeing anybody else.
Okay, and you're mad because she won't spend the night with you. I mean, maybe make it official first. You know, I mean that kind of stuff is important to some people.
Well, no, I mean, no, it's not like we haven't had sex. We've done that. We've done that a ton of times, and it's great. But I mean, when it comes time for like actual bed sleeping, she refuses to stay at my apartment. And if I'm at her place, she asks me to leave.
Oh, so she won't physically sleep in the same bed as you then?
Yeah. We've done all the other stuff. I just can't figure out why she won't sleep
okay.
in the same bed as me.
Well, let me ask you this. Have you asked her? Have you said, you know, why are you leaving to find out?
No. I mean, I'm like trying to be respectful, so I just kind of let it go.
So she won't spend the night at your apartment?
No. And she won't let me spend the night at hers either.
Okay. So it's not a matter of like your place is, you know, pigsty or something like that.
No. It's because it's the same when we're at her place too.
Okay. So then it's not an intimacy thing. Were you around when we had a dude who was like this? He wouldn't spend the night, and then we found out it was because he had sleep apnea and he had to have the whole mask and the whole breathing machine when he slept. Do you remember that?
I actually do remember that story. I don't think I was working with you yet, but I do remember that.
Maybe it's something like that, Josh. Maybe she has, you know, night terrors, or she needs the whole mask and the machine to sleep.
I don't know. I mean, I guess it's a possibility, but like I've been in her bed tons of times, and I've never seen any of that stuff laying around her room.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, she probably doesn't leave it out in the open if it's a source of awkwardness for her. I know I wouldn't.
I got a question. Have you ever just fallen asleep with her, like maybe taken a nap?
Okay, we did take a nap once. We both fell asleep watching this movie on her couch one night or something, but then she woke up and she told me she was going to bed and she would call me tomorrow, and I left.
Weird. Okay, so let's get some guesses here. Well, you know, in fact, we usually do all the guessing on this show. Let's open this up to everybody. Text us your guess as to the reason for something like this. I'm going with the sleep apnea and the big mask and the equipment and stuff like that. What about you?
No, I'm going to go with she sleepwalks, you know, like big time ambient sleepwalks where you get out of bed, make a sandwich, go to your closet and eat it, you know, weird stuff.
Okay, hold on. Shaggy's in the other studio getting us ready to call her. He just held up a sign that says, hang on, I'm reading it, axe out her nightmares.
Oh,
he spelled nightmares wrong.
Of course.
Okay. Axe out her nightmares. Look it up. It's a real thing. I think he's been watching too much Stranger Things. All right, Josh, hang on a second. I'll put you on the Shag. We'll get her number, and we'll call Grace up when we come back next, okay?
All right, cool. Thanks, guys.
This number...
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Grace, please?
This is Grace.
Hey, Grace, it's Natalia. I am from the Z Morning Zoo radio show on Z104. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
We are just fine. So listen, I'm calling because your man, Josh, won an overnight stay at the Williamsburg Winery, which is so nice, and he chose you to be his guest. So I'm calling to make all the arrangements for you guys. I hope that's okay with you.
Oh my gosh, are you serious? Yeah, that's great.
Okay, so we got all of Josh's info down, so we're totally good with that. But he did mention to us that he wasn't sure if you guys wanted a room with one bed or two in it. You know, sometimes people who spend the night like to have their own bed. You know, I really like to stretch out and my man snores, so you might want your own space.
Oh, no, yeah. One bed is fine.
Okay, and we can also do an arrangement where you each get your own separate rooms if you want. They could be adjoining rooms, but you each could have your own room, like, totally with your own bed.
No, I think just the one room would be fine, even though I probably love the extra closet space.
So would I. Okay, so one room with one bed.
Yeah, that's great. I'm so excited. I've never spent the night there before.
Oh, my gosh. It's so great. You're going to love it.
Hey, Grace, can I interrupt real quick?
Sure.
This is Nick, by the way. So when Josh won, he told me straight up, we're going to need two rooms. She prefers to sleep by herself. And we were all kind of guessing why that was. Josh had said that, you know, you guys are a couple, and you've certainly done couple things together, but you don't spend the night together. And I asked him why, and he said, you know, that's just the way she prefers it. But now we're all wondering why. Like, it's really none of our business. If you don't want to tell us, I completely understand, but we kind of have a bet going on about the reason.
Oh my God, are you serious?
Yes. Is it because you have like one of those sleep apnea masks, like with the machine and all that, or?
No. No, it's definitely not that. Do you really want to know the reason?
Yes. If you feel like telling us, yes.
Okay, so this is going to sound ridiculous. So I was raised Southern Baptist. My grandma was a very strict Southern Baptist. And she told all the girls in her family, never share your bed with a man you're not married to. And never let him share his bed with you. And that was like her one big rule.
So never share your bed if you're not married. But I mean, you and Josh at this point, I mean, you've certainly, how do I put this? You've certainly crossed the threshold of intimacy, right?
We have.
Okay.
But we don't share each other's bed. I know it sounds cuckoo crazy, and I never used to follow that rule, but every boyfriend I've had has cheated on me. And my grandma said that that's why, because I shared my bed with them.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but if you stay with him overnight at the winery, you're sharing a bed.
It is, but it's not sharing my bed, and he's not sharing his bed.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
So it's a third-party bed. It's neither of your beds.
Yep, exactly.
You are one wacky Southern Baptist, lady.
I know, right?
Okay, well, can you hang up for a second while we get all your info straightened out?
Sure, no problem.
Okay, thanks. Okay, so Josh, did you hear all that?
Yeah, I sure did.
So are you okay with that?
I mean, if I have to book a few hotel nights here and there, that's fine with me. I mean, to me, she's worth it.
So, oh, my God. That's so sweet.
Well, I'll tell you what. We'll take care of the first one of these events, okay? We'll have Shag get on the phone with our friends from the Williamsburg Winery, and then we'll hook you guys up, okay?
That's amazing. Are you serious?
We got a few connections over there. So hang on the line for a second, okay?
Awesome. No problem. Thanks, guys, so much. I really appreciate it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores. Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.